Blog Talk Radio.
Shake for a shake. I'm throwing these Emirates in the sky. Spinning this awesome llama. Make them pizza M-O-N-E-Y. I love my beaches. South beaches. Surfboard and high tide. I can just roll up cause I'm swole up. So that birthday cake is a cobra. Bugatti for real, I'm cobra. The autobiography rover. Got the key to my city, it's over. No stops, only in the color covers. I said rackets, wretched, hold up.
I said rackets, wretched, hold up.
I know you can't meditate. If you afraid, then you come on with me. I know what you came here to do. Now bust it open, let me see you get loose.
It's going down. It's going for it.
What is up, y'all? How you doing out there, man? Hopefully we got this all figured out at the studio. I had some troubles last week. It was all bad. How was Halloween, man? I mean, I talked to you on Halloween, but you guys are out partying, doing your thing with the kids, you know? But call in tonight. Tell me about Halloween. Tell me what you were. Tell me what you did, all right? We're going to start a new segment on fitness. We're going to try and get fit, all right? We're going to do more than one push-up a week, maybe. Maybe. But so let's do that. We might have Johnny Motivator coming in tonight, fitness in mind. Bing Sayez from Bing Fit. I don't know if she'll be coming in tonight, but she will be, all right? All right, she will be. And they're both personal trainers. They're going to call in, tell us what's up with some nutrition, man, and working out and keeping fit, you know, because that's what it's all about. You know, I think it was Garwood that said 2017 starts now, so let's start now. Let's get in shape, all right? All right, this is Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Down for real. It's going down for real.
track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain. Throw up a finger if you feel the same way. Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
swinging. I'll be your number one razor bullet. A loaded gun, complex target and bullet. We're going down, down. Cock it and pull it, we're going down.
What up, what up? Harrell here. Real quick, I just want to let you guys know that the chat room's open. Come in and chat with me. You can tell me what you did for Halloween, all right? You don't even got to say it. You can type it, all right? Because I know how you people like to type. You're a big bunch of texters. So, yeah, check out the chat room. Go to Blog Talk Radio. Make a username. Go to Hump Day with Harrell. Bam. There you go, all right? It's under the live because we're live right now. We do our show live. A lot of people do podcasts, record it. I like to do it, you know, seat of my pants. That's how we like to fly, by the seat of my pants. So we do everything live. That way it is what it is, you know. So it makes it fun sometimes. But go ahead and chat with me. Fitness, 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 man. That's what we're doing. All right, hang out. Be cool.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together, and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. And I'm betting you like girls to give love to girls and stroke your little ego. I bet you I'm guilty, your honor. That's just how we live in my genre. Who in the hell done paved the road wider? There's only one blow and one rider. I'm a damn shame, order more champagne. Pull a damn hamstring, trying to put it on ya. Let your lips spin back around, come up. Slow it down, baby, take a look. Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby, here we go. Okay, it's under control. Show me soprano, cause girl, you can handle. Baby, with stars, then you come up in bar clothes. Girl, I'm new, assuming my Bugatti the same nose. Show me your perfect pitch, you got it, my banjo. Talented with your lips like you blew out a candle. So amusing, know you can make it whistle with the music. Hope you ain't got no issues, you can do it. Even if it's no bitch, you never lose it. Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know. Girl, I'm gonna show you how to do it, and we start real slow. You just put your lips together and you come real close. Can you blow my whistle, baby? Here we go. We'll be right back.
Oh. sometimes if this is meant to be. All this for a humble little dollar bee. And all I ever really wanted was a family to teach my kids the same value that she gave to me. It's the song of the times and the stars are high. And the old baby rocker, you can cry, just never give up. Oh, you can never give up. In life, you believe if you only believe. And in order to achieve what you need, you can never give up. You can never give up. And it's home. Make yourself be overcome by the pressure. Cool your brother, have faith instead of. Sit down and watch and all the fight on the other. Place like fire, we not go retire. God not sleep and I'm in fire. We have to re-fire, and that thing require. We have to make them up before the time is fire.
She gon' lead the vocal in, right? Cheer. Motherfuckers wanna act loco. Hit em up, numerous shots with a fofo. Packers wanna turn them po-po, smoke them like cocoa. Fuck rap, coke by the boat low. Fuck that, on the run by a gun high when I close. Let pole do some got clothes. Stop your bullshit, Glock with the full clip. Motherfuckers better duck when the pool spit. One shot can make a nigga do a full flip. Seen a nigga laying a shot when the pool hit. Hey, my, how you? No niggas wanna buy you. You see me, I wanna fuck for free. Like I got belly. Take a ride, make you feel it inside your belly. Every time, get the KY jelly. All night, get you wide up beside the telly. Side to side, you can say, JC, you're too much for me.
A little bit of loneliness, a little bit of disregard. Handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars.
I am
what I want you to want, what I want you to feel. And it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go watching you, turn your back like you always do. Face the way and pretend that I'm not. I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
Condoms into the same place with the rhymes have been in. So all I do is rap sex. Imagine how I stroke. See how I'm going on my last set. Rapping fight like I'm blasting the text.
Never jam though, never get high, never run out of ammo.
Niggas hating the shit, cause they changed a bitch. Now you pay for it, I know what made you sick. And now you're out your role, but you never had war. No, not to carry your hoe.
Wanna marry your hoe.
Now she's mad at me, cause your majesty just happened to be a pimp with a tragedy. She wants us to end, cause I fucked her friend. She gave me one more chance, and I fucked her again. I seen the tears as she busted in. I said, shit, there's a draft. Shut the door, bitch, come on in.
I am a little bit insecure. I'm confident, you don't understand. I do what I can, but sometimes it don't make sense.
I am
what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you, but what's just to hear me out. So
I
let go of watching you, turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not. I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
Now, you're gonna listen to me like it or not, right now. call upon our pride, darkness. Believe that the bullets of the wicked.
Wound you dead on the soul.
Are you a thunder of room to destroy the soul? Destroy. Now it's a national security. The call of the righteous man. Need the reason to kill man.
History teaches us so. Reason he must obey. Must be upper by his God.
His child.
The peace and brother of war.
Of war. We don't speak anymore of war. We don't speak anymore of war. We don't speak anymore of war.
Whoa, man, I was rocking out right there. That song kind of got weird, and then it kind of got cool, and then it kind of got weird, and then it got kind of cool again. But how's everyone doing out there, man? You guys hanging with me? That's kind of a long spurt of songs, man. It was almost an hour of songs. But we actually had Johnny Motivator call in while we were listening to some songs. Johnny, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I am so good, man. I haven't talked to you in a while, you know. You've just been doing your thing, man, training people up, making people fit, and getting them healthy, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right, right. And what about contests? You've been doing any contests with your peoples lately? Or I see some stuff on Facebook.
Well, yes, I have a gentleman competing Saturday in, where's he going? Oregon. Oregon is competing.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. You guys out there, Facebook Johnny Motivator, man, and you can see kind of what he has going on. Well, actually, why don't you tell us a little bit real quick about you and your what you do for us, bro?
Okay, well, I do personal training, nutrition, put on competitions, drug-free competitions, bodybuilding figure, bikini, and we have 5 shows next year in California, so it's going to be really awesome.
Right, right. Like I say, go on Facebook, you guys, and Johnny Motivator, and you can see what he's talking about, contest. It's like bodybuilding, but it's not like Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilding, you know what I mean? Hence, I guess, I mean, the drug-free, you know what I mean? Does it take steroids to get that big as those guys were back in the day? I mean, is that what happened?
Yeah. They were taking steroids. It wasn't frowned upon back in the day. But, you know, now it is.
Gotcha. I don't know. I'll hit him. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's a bit quick and easy for me. I'm lazy.
Yeah, I know. Everybody wants to.
Right. We're Americans, Johnny. We want it now. We want instant results, you know?
Sure. Everybody wants that.
Right. But they don't realize how hard of work it takes. Like, you know, for you and for like, say, Bing, you know, to get ready for a contest, you know what I mean? It's some hard work to be looking like that. It's not easy, you know?
Absolutely. You know, consistency is everything. Knowing how to diet, it's everything. I mean, just, you know, planning your diet, making sure you do it right, and getting the shape you need to get in. But consistency is going to do it for you.
Right. Well, what do they say? How many days does it take to make a habit? Like
7 days.
I don't know. Seven days. All right.
Absolutely.
So I gotta change some habits. Cause here's what I got going, Johnny. Is talked to you last. You know, we talked to you last year and kind of, you know, did some things. But I never hooked up with you, and now my knees have gotten just really, really bad. I mean, because my legs are, like, so small. I got, like, no muscle in my legs anymore to hold even my knees together, you know?
Okay.
So, and my, excuse me, my right one's really bad now, too. It's always been kind of bad, but my left one's the one I've had, you know, 7 surgeries on. I can't even hardly walk. I crawl out of bed some days. Now I've got plantar fasciitis or something, you know, in my heel. Yeah, I got that going on. Now I'm taping my heel and stuff, and I'm just, like, wow, it just made me think of you, you know what I mean? Like, man, he was right, you know, when you were telling me, we got to get you in here and strengthen you up, and now it's even worse, and it's going to be even harder, you know? So
yeah, but we can still work on it. Yeah, no doubt.
Right.
We can still work on it, absolutely.
I do.
You know, we have to – go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, we could, you know, get you in and start strengthening your legs again, take pressure off the knees, and we'll work on your heel, too.
That's what it'll do, right, is take pressure off the knee when you get muscle around. It has muscle to hold it.
Sure.
Instead of, you know, because I have no cartilage in there, so it's bone on bone. So if I get some muscle, it'll hold that, you know, bone apart a little bit, right?
Well, no, it'll just take pressure because, you know, when you're walking around, you know, the pressure will be on your calves and on your quads and hammies instead of your knees, you know.
Right,
because
if
your muscles are weak and you're walking around, you're pretty much on your bones, you know.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
I'm on my bones, dude.
Yeah.
So I'm nervous even to come see you because I'm stiff. And I mean, I'm a stiff old guy, you know, and I'm not. I don't want to be.
Yeah, don't be worried about coming in. I gradually bring you up, so I don't beat you up in the beginning. I gradually bring you up there and get you where you need to be.
See, hear that? Don't be scared, people. You know, I'm gonna be a living testimony, you know, to what's gonna happen, because I'm gonna come out next race season on the first race and be able to do 20 laps, like I do the 20th lap like I did the first lap. You know what I mean? That's what I
Absolutely.
Want to be able to do, you know, feel the same and not even have it faze me. Because it's huge, Johnny. I was just starting into go-karting, and I ended up getting second in the championship in my class.
Awesome.
But, yeah, I was really happy with that. But I noticed at the end of these races, man, that people are starting to poop out a little bit. You know what I mean? And I'm pooping out too, but it seems like I'm always, like, kind of getting better. I do my best laps in the later part of the race, you know.
Right.
So I see that, and I start catching people, you know. So if I can stay fresh the whole time and keep my mind in it, and that's another big part of it, is just being smart, you know, because
sure,
I mean, gosh, I learned a lot this year. I really did. Of how to not go here when I shouldn't, or be patient, you know what I mean? And that's all part of, you know what I mean?
That's a big part of it too. You got to be patient and know that it's going to happen for you. But you know, the key to you guys is getting endurance in your muscles so you last longer and you don't burn out.
Right.
That's the key. Yep.
Right. So we don't want to get really, you don't want to bulk. You just want to get endurance in your muscles. You don't want to get, I've never really heard it said like that, you know? Or put like
endurance and strength, you know.
Right. I like that. I got to get some endurance. I need some endurance in my legs, man, because they can't even get me to the bathroom. But so I definitely want to come in, and you know, I think, I'm like I got to be probably close to 215. I'm 212 anyways, 210, and that's way too heavy for me. You know, that's way too heavy. But I eat like crap, Johnny. You'd be so mad at me if I told you what I ate every day and how I ate, you know? I mean, it's just like, it's terrible. It really is. I'd probably, just by changing my diet, I'd just slim right down, you know?
Well,
Big Macs aren't
I
good
bet.
For the gut.
Yeah. No.
Taco
Big
Bell,
Mac.
Oh, still isn't good.
No, you got to start. You got to start cooking your own food, man.
Right.
Your own food.
I hear that.
Absolutely.
I'm kind of excited, you know. I really am.
Good. Let's hook up.
All right, for sure. And then, so this whole month, people, we're gonna have Johnny on here and just tell us more about nutrition and stuff, you know, about our diet. And he doesn't have a lot of time tonight, but we're gonna get into it more next week. You know, this whole month it's gonna be about fitness and it's gonna be about nutrition. All right, I'm gonna do my best for this whole month. Just to like go at it hard, our whole segment. Not that I'm not going to keep going, but I just want to do this month, and I want to do a report in the beginning of what's going on. That's what kind of what I'm doing now. And then at the end, I want to say what's going on, you know, with my knees and stuff. Because it really, Johnny, there's mornings when I like, I can't even hardly walk because it hurts so bad, you know. My knees. So, you know, I need new knees. I mean, so, yeah, I know I need new knees, but I know I can help myself, you know, without getting the new knees.
Absolutely.
So I'm really excited. And anybody else out there, man, what's your number, Johnny? You got a
phone number
to call out there?
Absolutely. 201-2922. It's a
916. Let me just write this down real quick so I can keep throwing it out there. Everybody, it's one more time. It's
916.
916-201-2922. Man, there's just a 0 and a 01 and a 9. The rest are 2s. But that's Johnny Motivator, everybody. And you're located right on off the 50, right off Bradshaw Road. That's where you work out of?
Correct.
All right.
Business Park Drive.
Business Park Drive. And what's that?
It's called
The
Gym.
The gym. I mean, how easy is that to remember? I think we talked about this last time. The gym. Go to the gym.
Right.
All right. Man, that's an easy one. But it's close to my house. How convenient, you know? I used to probably pedal my bike over there and do that, you know, because I got to get some endurance going. I really do. I'm excited now. Get me excited.
Excellent.
I'm just nervous to come see you. I really am because I'm just so – I can't touch my toes. I'm like – it's bad. So I'm like nervous.
So you
That's
have
what's
my
kept
number
me
now.
From – right. Right. I do. So I'm going to call you when – better for me is like – way early morning before work, probably when the gym's not even open or no one's even around.
Gym's open. Gym's open 24 hours, brother.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, you tell me because it's either, you know, really, really early or before
really
work.
Early's good for me.
I to work at 7. So,
yeah,
or
I start at
4
in the morning sometimes. So, you know, no problem.
Man, that's early, but I'm going to do that if whatever we got to do. You know, I got to
I'll squeeze you in.
You're the man, bro. All right. I don't want to keep you too long. I know you didn't have a lot of time tonight, Johnny. I want to appreciate you. I mean, tell you that I appreciate you calling in tonight. You know, I know you were on limited time, and you still made a little bit of time for us here. And I hump day with Pharrell.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. And we really look forward to man working with you. You know, and getting these people all interested and seeing what's really going on. You know, we'll do a little test.
You know,
with Pharrell.
What we could do with the people listening is we want to make a goal for the new year to walk in the new year lighter.
Okay. That's a good one.
Walk
that's
in lighter.
That's going to be mine.
Yeah, if you're heavy,
walk lighter.
We're going to walk in lighter.
This year for the new year, I'm going to walk in lighter.
Because right.
I got a big old belly. I tell you, I started with four 2 5s and 2 10s or something. 4 weights on my cart to make weight because we all have to weigh the same. And I don't have any weights on my cart now.
and I'm
starting to be over the weight. I have nothing else to take off my cart. So that's how good I've been doing, Johnny. So
we'll
get it done.
We'll work on that, brother. We'll work on it.
I want to be 185,
absolutely.
190 again. That's what I want right
Sounds
there.
Good.
That's my fighting weight. So, well, you
Sounds
have a good.
Good
rest of your night, brother. And I'll get
you
a hold
too.
Of you on what day you want to do what we want to do on the show, too. You know what I mean? If you could do both nights, that'd be good. I do Monday and Wednesdays, but we'll talk about that later. I appreciate you, brother. Have a great rest of your night.
Hey, you too, Harrell.
All right. Thanks, bud.
Bye.
That's Johnny Motivator, everybody. He works over at the gym. He's a personal trainer. He does big contests, man, like big contests where there's just like more like fitness contests, you know, not like Schwarzenegger contest. You know what I mean? So it's really cool. And I'm going to jump in there with him and we're going to see what I can do in a month. So I'm going to be a testimony right there. You guys will hear my testimony. You guys can hang out with me through the whole thing. and hit him up, you know, hit up Motivator, because he's really good at what he does. And for you ladies out there, if you want, you know, there's lady trainers too, you know, over there. I know a few of them personally. So if you want to get in with a lady trainer, then you ladies, don't be scared to give a call. You know what I mean? 916-201-2922. 916-201-2922. That's Johnny Motivator. All right. Well, man, that was cool. So I'm excited for this whole nutrition thing, I think. I'm going to have to cut out all my good stuff. No more rock stars. I got a rock star and a bottle of Coke sitting right next to me right now. A bottle of Coca-Cola. All right. So I'm kind of tripping all of a sudden. I'm not going to get my morning Red Bulls and or rock stars every day. Oh, man. But I'll be in some shape for next year. You know, I'm going to get in shape. I'm coming for all you masters. All right. Well, this is Hump Day with Harrell. That was Johnny Motivator. You guys getting through it, man? We're getting through it together, right? That's what we do sometimes. We got to get over the hump. Then we're over the hump, and we got some racing to do this weekend. Who's going to Dixon? Everybody going to Dixon? All you masters, get out to Dixon. Let's go have some fun. All right? I think I'm getting the hall pass to go. I think. So we'll have to check it out. But I'm pretty sure I'm going to go. It's going to be a big turnout, I think. Last race of the year, you know, for us around here, except for the endurance race up at Sonoma. So let's on that. I got my team together. You got your team? All right, let's race that. It's 3-hour enduro. Check it out. It's going to be fun. All right, Hump Day with Harrell, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm telling you on how I feel. can only move as fast as who's in front of you. And if you assume just like them, what good will it do? So find out for yourself, say your ignorance, stop bleeding through.
We having fun, it's obscenities, pussy like it, buy it.
This, that, ho, ho,
the out luncher. Juicy, juicy, fat, fat. Come run, done your crack. Main fuck a towel. I'ma let it shoot on her back. Ride back with the TV. Spot a prostitute. Need some guidance with your bank. I'ma fuck with you. All in pursuit for a bitch with no self esteem.
Man, she say I'm tip as a bitch.
Bitch, fuck you mean? It could seem like I ain't strapped, but it's in the holster. 201 or a revolver door or a roller coaster.
Be stuck in up, time's up, time's up.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Alright,
Self, you got 30 seconds. You ready?
Yeah.
Alright, Self, title,
yo.
Hit him.
Yeah. Listen, yo. These hungry rappers battle for a buck and some change. There really be kids starving, give a fuck if it change. Shock rap, not that. You get signed, you might blow up. Release party in Iraq, you might blow up. I see you trying to think a few lines, you might get at me with slap happy with babies who born with crack in their cribs. Too much to cram under your oversized fitted in the public school system. Failed you, either you ignorant or...
What up, what up? How you doing out there, man? How's that game? Is it over yet? The Cubs win? Man, 8-6. I don't know. How many at-bats are there? How many outs? I keep checking, but I don't have it live. I have to check my Siri. But so keep me posted, man. All these phone calls that are coming in tonight, I can't keep track of them all. So get someone call me. Tell me what's up. Anyways, real quick, I just want to talk a little bit more about fitness. What is fitness? Fitness does not only refer to being physically fit, but also refers to a person's mental state as well. If a person is physically fit but mentally unwell or troubled, he or she will not be able to function optimally. Mental fitness can only be achieved if your body is functioning well. You can help relax your own mind and eliminate stress by exercising regularly and eating right. All right, why is it important to be physically fit? I mean, come on, so you can get chicks, right, dudes? No, that's not it? All right, I thought that's why we wanted to get fit. I got one, so I don't got to worry. Let's see, people who are physically fit are also healthier, are able to maintain their most optimum weight, and are also not prone to cardiac and other health problems. In order to maintain a relaxed state of mind, a person should be physically active. A person who is fit both physically and mentally is strong enough to face the ups and downs of life and is not affected by the drastic changes if they take place. How can you become more physically fit? Well, you go talk to Johnny Motivator, obviously, right? That's what I'd want to do. Becoming physically fit requires a change in the lifestyle as well. You will have no incorporate or a regular You'll have to incorporate a regular exercise routine in your life as well as eat healthier. That's going to be the hard one for me. By avoiding junk foods, fizzy drinks, bad habits, smoking, and alcohol. You got to get out the weed. You can't smoke the gun. What? We're going to have to talk to the motivator about that one. Johnny Motivator says no sex 3 days before a race, too. Yeah, my chick's awesome. But anyways, what are the advantages of being more active? Becoming more active, you can increase your body's fitness levels and avoid health problems like diabetes, high blood pressure from developing. Exercise is also good for your joints. It makes your body stronger overall. So, you know, being fit is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Fit and single, I think, is where we're at. So I don't know, you guys stay tuned, man. Listen in next week for sure. Because we're gonna have Motivator back. He didn't have a lot of time tonight, but he's gonna have some time next week and we're gonna go over this whole thing, this nutrition thing. He's gonna give us the whole thing what to eat, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna start cooking on the hump day with Harrell show. I don't know, man. Don't miss out. All right. And he's right here on the 50. You know, I'm not sure exactly what he charges or what goes on with that, but I know it's worth it. So we're going to cut out of here a little bit early tonight, about a half hour early, because that's what we're going to do. Rodney was supposed to call in, but he probably got busy. He's going to Super Nats. Rodney Rivera, Nevada Kart Sport. You need anything in the karting world, talk to Rodney, all right? Talk to Rodney. Sacramento, talk to Josh Garwood. Reno area, talk to Rodney. Nevada Kart Sport, all right? So today, I think Harrell's two cents is just being healthy, man, you know, and caring about your body, you know, taking care of what you got, because when you're as young as I am, it's easy to take care of your body. But when you get a little older, it's not. No, I'm just kidding. I'm the opposite. It's tough. You know, I was that kid that was, you know, oh, I don't need knee pads at work. I don't need to, you know, do this because I'm young and I'm a little older and it's, you know, it's catching up to me. So keeping fit and taking care of what, you know, God gave you, you know. God gave you that body. So take care of that thing, man. And that's what we're supposed to do, right? So... We'll keep tabs on Harrell and see how it goes this month and see how I feel at the end of the month, you know what I mean? We'll do a few tests next week, see how far I can bend over and touch my toes, you know, take some measurements, and then we'll see how it is at the end of the month and the improvements, all right? So keep fit, man. Lay off the junk food, all right? Especially if you're racing and stuff, it's going to make you way better off, all right? I'm going to be coming out hot next year, all in shape, so you better do the same because I'm coming after you, Masters. All right, you guys. Have a great weekend. Maybe I'll see you out of Dixon, huh? Because we're going racing at Dixon. I got the A-OK. So, that's on. We're going racing. one last race over there. I've never even been there, so I'll see you guys then. Until then, have a good rest of your week, man. Give somebody a high five, and I'll see you.
And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
So let the light guide your way. Every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began.